Yirmiyah Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Vav Le'ilinishmas B'tzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Continuing, the people have come to Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying, Daven to Hashem, your God, to tell us what we're supposed to do. And they continue in Tov Vim Ra, B'kal Hashem Elokeinu, Asher Anachnu Sholchim Oscha Elav Nishma. So now a turnaround, whether it's good or bad, meaning whether it seems to be good or bad to us. We are going to listen to the voice of Hashem, our God, that we are the ones sending you to Him to ask what we should do. L'man asher yitav lanu ki nishma b'kol Hashem Elokeinu. So that He will do what is good for us. He will do what is best for us. Because we hear, we listen to the voice of our God. So even just listening, following God's commandment is itself a positive act of tzidkus. So now, Vayihimi Kitz Aseres Yomim, so Pasuk Zayin, after 10 days, so this is not 10 days from Rosh Hashanah, because there was a two-day gap after Rosh Hashanah, before everybody found out what was going on. So presumably this is on Sukkot sometime at this point. The first Sukkot ever in these people's lifetimes, without a Beis HaMikdash, without a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, without a Simchas Torah. Imagine that. Imagine the gap in experience of going through Sukkos without 70 korbanos. So at the end of 10 days, Vayhi Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu, the word of God came to Yirmiyahu. Ches Vayikra El Yochanan Ben Kareach Vel Kol Sarei Achayalim Asher Ito. So Yirmiyahu called to Yochanan the son of Kareach and all the Chayalim that were with him. L'chol Ha'am L'mikaton B'yad Gadol, and to all of the people from small to great. So he invites everybody who asked that he pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and hear the reply. Now, there's no real leader. Yochanan is the de facto leader. He's mentioned before the others. He's the most important member of the group. But the man Lois follows Rabbi Breuer and says that as leaders go, he's not really very leaderly. But in the meantime, these 10 days, Rabbi Breuer says, were days of anxious uncertainty. But at the same time, they afforded an opportunity for the turmoil set off by this latest development to subside, to return to calm and sober reflection. Only at the end of that period did the word of God come, awesome and ominous. Tesva Yomer Aleihem, Yirmiyahu says to the assembled, sad, small group of remnants, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, this is what God, the God of Israel, says. And imagine that feeling, because when Yirmiyahu before used to prophesy in the name of Hashem Elokei Yisrael, he was prophesying to a large nation that was still intact and didn't believe that bad things were going to come. And now he's saying the same phrase, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, but he's saying it to a very shrunken, dispirited group of survivors, a tiny kehillah. I heard a fellow, Shabbos Kestenbaum, great guy, a young 25-year-old theology student from Harvard, who has been suing Harvard over anti-Semitism, has become an activist about anti-Semitism in America, but his research is about Hasidism, and he was talking about the Kalava Rebbe and the Munkacha Rebbe and others who were so terribly affected, because his research is really about the Holocaust and post-Holocaust Hasidism. And the Kalava Rebbe was an unbelievable person. I had never heard of him before, but he always had a relatively small congregation. He was in Hungary, and Hungary was the last to be led to Auschwitz and the death camps in 1944. Contrary to Polish Jewry, they only had to survive a couple of months, but so many of them did not. Within 24, 36 hours of being led into Auschwitz, most of them were dead. And the Kalava Rebbe had the zechus, if you want to call it that, of being experimented on personally by Dr. Joseph Mengele, who destroyed him physically, but who did not destroy his faith. And the Kalava Rebbe kept on speaking B'Shem Hashem even after he only had a very small, barely survived group of people following him to Eretz Yisrael, where he ended up eventually. And just a tremendous story. But in any case, so that's who Yirmiyahu is talking to here, the survivors of the Holocaust. Asher shalachtem osiei lav la'apil tchinaschem lefanav, that you sent me, says Yirmiyahu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to let your prayers fall before him, to be mispalel. Yud im shov teshvu ba'aretz hazos v'anisi aschem v'lo eheros. here's your choice. If you settle in this land, Hashem tells them, then I will build you up and you will not be destroyed. I will not destroy. Actually, it's an active verb. Eheros. I will not destroy. V'natati eschem v'lo etosh. And I will plant you here and I will not demolish you. Ki nichamti al hara'a asher osisi lachem. Because I regret, kivayachal, on his level, whatever that means, the evil I have done. Regret, not that I have to change my behavior in future, like when a person regrets something and does tshuva, but a situation has undergone a radical change, and I'm going to relate to it differently in the future. So it's not saying I wish I hadn't done it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always doing everything in perfect tzidkus, but that it will not happen again because things have changed as a result. So no more of this terribleness. If you set yourselves down here in Eretz Yisrael, you have a chance. Yidalef al tiru mipnei melech bavel. Do not fear the king of Babylon. Asher atem yirei mipanav, who you do fear. Al tiru mimenu umashem. Don't be afraid of him. Three times. Don't be afraid of the king you're afraid of, and don't be afraid. That's reassurance. Ki itchem ani, because I am with you. Lo shi'aschem, to save you. To lehatzil eschem biyado, and to rescue you from his hand. So he won't do anything terrible to you because I'm going to prevent him from doing that. You have a chance. Yudbeiz ve'etein lochem rachamim v'richam eschem. And I will show mercy to you so that he will have mercy upon you. Ve'heshiv eschem elad ma'aschem, and he'll return you to your land. Quite the promise. By the way, think about what the world has to say to us now, that we have no claim to Eretz Yisrael. And here, even in the smoking rubble of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is promising us that if we settle, we'll be safe.